Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR, WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Hillary Clinton is wrapping up her first visit to New Hampshire since entering the 2016 presidential race. The former First Lady, Senator, and Secretary of State is seen as the unquestionable frontrunner in the Democratic primary. But in New Hampshire, home to the first primary in the nation, voters are not fans of mega events and coronations. And Clinton seems to know that. WBUR's Asma Khalid was with the Clinton campaign today and joins us in the studio now. Hi, Asma.
Hi, Sharon.
So how has Clinton been campaigning in New Hampshire? What kinds of events is she doing?
Well, she's had 2 days of campaigning, and she's held a number of private meetings with Democratic activists and officials. That's been where she spent most of her time. But with the press, she's been sort of low-key. She had only one public event yesterday and one public event today. Today, it was a roundtable with students at a community college in Concord. It was really small, maybe but just about 2 dozen guests on hand, though it was not really intimate. You know, you might imagine a setting like that to be intimate, but that was not the case. You know, she is the former First Lady, so there's Secret Service on hand. They have to kick out all the reporters to do security sweeps. And in addition to that, it was just the fact that the event was itself somewhat highly choreographed. And, you know, she did not take really any additional questions from the press.
What did she talk about?
Well, she focused on the economy. That was sort of her main message.
I think we have 4 big fights ahead of us. And the first is to build the economy of tomorrow, not yesterday. And that's why I'm here, because this is what it will take. We need to make being middle class mean something again.
And she tied the economy to education. She spoke about the student loan burden and the need for more people to see community college as an affordable, attractive option to successful careers.
Asma, boosting the middle class and easing the student loan burden are certainly hallmarks of the platform of Elizabeth Warren. Clinton is sounding an awful lot like the senator from Massachusetts.
I think that is certainly a fair assessment. Though in a New York Times piece, you know, Clinton's campaign made it clear that she sees herself as the original Elizabeth Warren, as the original leftist populist promoting the causes for the causes of the middle class.
How is her message being received in New Hampshire?
Well, it's hard to tell because, as I mentioned, the crowd was small, and it's certainly a Hillary-friendly crowd. Pretty much everyone that I spoke with said that they had supported her in 2008 against President Obama. And it's worth remembering, you know, that she won the New Hampshire primary that year against President Obama. But Clinton herself did not talk much at today's event. She asked a lot of questions and allowed the students to speak, which one of the guests on hand said that she really liked. I spoke with Connie Roy-Chajofsky afterwards, and she's on the board of the trustees for the community college state system.
I like that she picked up a pen and wrote down the thoughts she was hearing. She seemed to be taking some good notes and was really interested. It wasn't about her. It was about learning about what's going on here in New Hampshire.
Well, Asma, regardless of what voters think at this point, it does seem Clinton right now doesn't have any particularly strong competition. Would that be an accurate statement?
I think that's certainly accurate. And it was interesting because her visit comes on the heels of this huge Republican summit that was in Nashua over the weekend. I believe there were 19 GOP presidential hopefuls there campaigning. So the Republicans have no shortage of choices, but that does not seem to be the case on the Democratic side. That being said, I did speak earlier with a political science professor in New Hampshire, and he said that New Hampshireites don't like being told that they don't have a choice. And so some of this depends on how Hillary campaigns and whether she decides to focus on these small events. She does have unbelievable name recognition and an enviable war chest. So I think it's fair to say anybody who's trying to challenge her will have a steep climb. And I think Hillary seems to know that. So, Sharon, I played this tape here for you because this is the sound of a number of journalists yelling out questions to Secretary Clinton. She shook hands with the guests, and then as reporters were shouting questions to her, she just politely said thank you and walked out of the back door. She took no questions from the press.
Right. Well, it's early days. Plenty of time for questions in the future.
That's true. We hope so.
WBUR's political reporter, Asma Khalid, thank you.
You're welcome.